Save the Semantics, episode 92. It is November 16, 2019. My name is Myro. This is the podcast where I ramble on about myself and other things as well, whatever those may be. Second week? What are we, second week? I just said the date. November 16. So about 2 weeks, 2 weeks into November already. Time goes by incredibly fast when you're having fun. I don't know about fun per se, but time just goes by incredibly fast, as you may know, or as you may feel in some regards. Got a few weeks left in this term, quarter, whatever you want to call it for my academics. It's been pretty easy quarter for the most part, pretty relaxed. Kind of ran the gauntlet, if you will, last year with a lot of the courses that I took, so I feel like I'm kind of taking it a bit easier in some regards this quarter and maybe this year as well. So we'll see how that goes. It's been pretty solid for the most part. This week was kind of it was a weird week for sure. I didn't have class for like 3 days. It was Veterans Day Monday. I don't have class on Tuesday normally, and then Wednesday was a strike, which happens a lot more frequently than you think it might. So a lot of missed days, really only like 2 days worth of classes. So this week was kind of sort of this weird kind of thing for sure. What have I been doing? Just kind of the same old, same old. What have I been doing? Not a whole lot, really. It's been kind of an uneventful week. I mean, it seems that way for the most part, doesn't it? Like, every week is kind of, it is what it is. Like, there's not really anything of special event or whatever to note as of recently. It's been just kind of a sort of a slow week. It's holed up in my house for a few days. So that's not fun. Like, it's always this kind of weird dichotomy, I guess. It's like, I don't necessarily want to go to classes, but I also don't want to stay in my house all day. I can't do that, you know? I've mentioned that before. I just get a little stir crazy. I need to kind of get out there, you know? I can't imagine solitary. Like, that's just, like, absolutely insane to think about. Just being stuck in a box for, forever. What it probably feels like, sort of like, if you think time is fast out here, then I can't even imagine what time feels like in there. Time is probably not even like a concept, not to get all philosophical and stuff, but people in like solitary, you know, whether they deserve to be there or not is just kind of, it's kind of crazy, right? Just to sort of think about that, just pure isolation, no contact with anyone, right? Just, it's just you and the walls and your thoughts, right? I'd go fucking crazy in less than a week. I can't even handle myself in my own house with all the shit that I have, right? Just like all the things that I have access to, just online and stuff. There's so much stuff that I could be like, you know, watching, consuming, games that I could be playing. But once I'm just like, you know, I feel like anyone, this is a pretty big generalization, but like I feel like people from our kind of generation who have grown up with, you know, this technology and stuff, it's probably be kind of like a, it would be such a transition to go into like, to go into solitary with literally nothing but yourself to like take comfort in, you know. It's just pretty crazy for sure. Pretty crazy to think about. I don't know, like, it's, is it, like, a worthy punishment, you know? Like, is it worth, you know, like, if it's, like, a, if someone who committed a incredibly just obscene crime, then I guess maybe is to put them in just isolation. Like, I kind of understand that mentality or that sort of position, per se, but I just think, I don't know, it's just a kind of a weird concept, I guess, just sort of being in that position, and you're just, you can't really, can't go anywhere, right? There's just no, like, you just, there's no, you can't, you take, you can't really take comfort in anything else. You could meditate forever, right? You could also work out forever till, like, to the point of exhaustion, maybe, just to kill the time. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to determine how things would go. I'm not saying I'm going to put myself in solitary to find out. I absolutely won't. I'm just kind of speculating at this point. I did read accounts of solitary back when I was taking my taking that one prison class a while back. I think I've mentioned this before, but like there were personal accounts of what solitary is like by people like Asata, Shakur, and these other figures. Just being put into that position, just the, I guess, like, it's like, it is abuse in a sense, right? But it's just a very kind of inhumane sort of thing too, right? Like, I said, regardless of whether, you know, they committed those crimes or not, but, yeah, I don't know, some people are just kind of falsely accused and not enough evidence to really prove, and then they're thrown into this, shitty situation that they can't really get out of. So I don't know, don't wanted to put it into a dour or downer mood, I guess, but just kind of what my thoughts led to. It's a really nice day out. It rained a little bit a couple of days ago, and so that was kind of weird, I guess. Really strange change in weather, but I guess that's sort of like in like Florida or, like, Miami, that's what I've heard is that that's the norm, is that, like, around, like, 5 o'clock or something every day, it just, like, kind of lightly showers, which is such a weird kind of thing to anticipate every single day. But, yeah, it's just different weather patterns, you know, climate change, all that stuff. What have I been up to? I've been playing Dragon Quest, just kind of a way to pass the time. And that's been good. It's been a lot of fun. I've put in maybe like 70 hours into it. There's a lot of, I'm not even really, I finished like the main story in a sense, but there's like, there's additional story after you sort of beat that, the quote unquote main story. So I'll definitely be getting a ton of content from that. So I'll be enjoying myself for a little while longer, I guess. Thanksgiving is coming up in a couple of weeks. Am I excited for that? I don't know. It's fine, you know. It's like, it's not really like a crazy thing to necessarily, I mean, it's definitely like, for some people, it's tradition. It's something to look forward to, spending time with the family and that kind of thing. For me, it's like, it is spending time with the family too. I guess maybe it's just maybe because I don't really have that much of an extended family. Maybe I just don't feel as much of a connection with the holiday. But it's still nice for sure. We usually spend it with like family, friends, and that. So in a sense, it's a different type of family, not just like blood related. So I can definitely appreciate that for sure. Holiday season is coming up in about a month or so. It really doesn't feel that way for sure. Weather's getting colder, but, you know, a seasonal kind of thing, but it really doesn't feel like sort of that Christmas holiday feel yet, you know. I don't even, like, I'm trying to think, like, what it felt like when I was younger. Maybe, like, dating back to, like, middle school and that kind of thing. I think, like, around that time is when I started to kind of lose excitement over Christmas and the holidays and that kind of thing. I don't know why. I think it's just sort of a, you know, it's just an effect or a, what the fuck? Not a consequence. It's just sort of the natural progression of growing up, is that you kind of start to see things in a different light, or you just feel about certain things in a different way. It's just like the, you know, the excitement is no longer there, I guess. Not to be cynical by any means. I think most people can relate, but it's just different. It's just a different type of thing, you know? I don't know, the holidays have, like, the last few years for holidays have been just kind of dry for me. I don't know, like, I still enjoy myself, I still take the time to kind of relax, but I always try to kind of put myself in a situation where I can relax and that kind of thing. So I don't know, like, it's just, I think it's just too much downtime, and to a point where it's like I need some things to happen. Like I've mentioned, you can kind of tie it back to like me being like holed up in my house for days on end, and that's just like, it's just too much for me. Like I need to kind of have things to do, you know, like I need to just kind of be out there doing stuff. So I don't know, just maybe it's just not a whole lot of stimulation, it's not a whole lot of things to do in a sense. So yeah, I don't know, just kind of moving forward, I guess. Maybe as time goes on, maybe I'll become excited for Christmas again. I don't know if I have kids ever. Possibility. Who knows? Who really knows? What else has been going on? Not a whole lot, just like always, but that's okay. What have I been listening to? Let's talk music. That's Instagram. That's not my Apple Music. Oh yeah, Disney Plus launched pretty recently. I could talk about that. I don't have it. I don't really intend to have it unless there's like incredibly well done shows on there, and I don't know. Like I think most of the content just doesn't really appeal to me. Like most of the Disney content, I've already seen all the Marvel movies, and I don't really care to really watch it again. So unless there's like some other exclusive content, like I know there's like The Mandalorian, which is that Star Wars show. I'm just not really all that interested in it, so I think I'm just gonna stick to my Netflix for a little longer until they fuck up and raise their prices way too high, you know. I think Disney Plus right now is like $7.99, which is pretty cheap in comparison to like Netflix and HBO Now. The thing is, HBO Now has a lot more, like, a lot better content, like a lot more quality content. Like, there's like they just kind of knock it out of the park with their shows. I didn't really watch, like, one show that I've wanted to kind of watch a little more. I only saw like the first couple of episodes, but it was Barry's, the one with, What is his name? Bill Hader. And there's like the other shows. What the hell is it called? I forgot what the other one was called, but I heard like it was really good. Ascension, maybe? It was like business or something. It deals with like this corporate family or something. There's like corruption and stuff involved. Succession, that's what it was called. Succession. I've heard good things about that, you know, so that alone might be worth checking HBO Now or Go for, you know, so maybe I'll subscribe to it in a little bit. Netflix, you know, I don't know, I did watch the one Netflix show that came out a little while back with Paul Rudd called Living With Yourself. That was pretty good, I think it was like the right length. It felt like, it was a miniseries. It was only 8 episodes. Each episode was like 25, 30 minutes long. And I watched an interview with him on Conan, with Paul Rudd on Conan. And he was just sort of talking about how, like, I think he has the same kind of understanding of, like, people just, like, not having, like, the time or the energy to go through all these, like, shows, right? He mentioned, like, Game of Thrones, and I kind of felt the same way. Talking about how he's never watched it. He's sure it's a great show. He's never watched it, and I feel like kind of the same way. I watched the first season, and that's basically it. I just can't, you know. After what happened with like the final season and whatnot, like it's unfortunate, but that kind of turned me off from it. So I just don't know if it's really worth watching it all the way through. You know, maybe for certain scenes, certain things, I guess. But yeah, as you said, there was just much more like a bite-sized kind of thing. You can kind of watch it in a day, and that's exactly what I did. I watched it in a day. Because the whole series itself is maybe like It's a few hours, maybe. 8 episodes, half an hour each episode. So, yeah. A few hours, I think. A couple of hours, more or less. So, if it was like a movie, it would have been kind of a longer movie, but I think just like that episodic feel was perfect for this series. I thought it was pretty well done. There's a few, you know, I'd say there's like a few plot holes, but like the plot holes don't even really, it's not really what matters. I'm sure you can kind of nitpick, you know, some of the things, some of the issues with it, but I really don't see it as that much of an issue. I think that, you know, he does, like, a pretty good job. I'll just give, like, the main, like, the basic premise of it. Essentially, Paul Rudd goes to a spa, and then he gets cloned, and then so, you know, then it's just, like, kind of the shenanigans after that. So he plays kind of, like, two different characters. Like, he plays the clone, and he plays himself. Himself is much, like, kind of, like, down on his luck, kind of depressed person, and then his clone is, like, much happier, and, like, he has his shit together, so it's kind of interesting. Like, it very, very much felt like two different people, so I felt like he did a pretty good job, so I recommend it. Easy watch, you know, just you can just watch it in a day. That's exactly what I did. I don't usually binge watch shows, but I think that's, like, the one show why I recommend kind of just going through it all, in one sitting. It's pretty easy to do so, and yeah, there's not really anything else like that has really caught my attention. I mean, I did mention that I watched that Unbelievable show, so like kind of the going from that very dark, gritty, and sort of, you know, drama crime you know show to much more lighthearted sort of dramedy, I guess is what you could call it, comedy drama. It's kind of funny, you know, so going from something very dark to something a lot more lighthearted. So yeah, maybe I'm gonna go back to watching more darker content. I don't know what I'm in, what I'm really in the mood for. I haven't really had like the the appetite for like anime recently, you know. I've wanted to. There's just like again, it's the same thing with all the other live action TV shows. There's just too much shit out there, you know. I've wanted to get back into like Attack on Titan. I've been wanting to kind of get back to this one other anime that a coworker recommended called Monster. That one's pretty interesting. I watched the first episode a while back and I'm like, this is interesting. But I just haven't gotten back into it, you know. Hunter, I was doing a rewatch of it, but then I kind of stopped. I don't know why. I think I was just, I saw, like, the listing of, like, all the episodes that I had to watch. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that right now, you know. It's like, I might have the time. I could definitely make the time. I just, yeah, I don't know. I really wish that I could rewatch it, you know, from, like, a first, you know, from an initial, as, like, a first viewing, you know. I really wish that was a thing. There's definitely going to be technology like that, though, I feel like, you know. People are like, oh, I want to experience this for the first time again. I want to experience skydiving. I don't know why skydiving, but I want to experience, I don't know, watching a TV show for the first time, right? That kind of thing. So, I definitely think there's going to be something like that. There's going to be, like, a demand for that kind of experience, you know. They're going to wipe out a certain part of your memory. This seems like a Black Mirror episode. I mean, it kind of is, right? There's been, like, kind of Black Mirror episodes that are related to that, like erasing parts of your memory and stuff like that. But, you know, certain parts of your memory, and then there's going to be issues with it. So yeah, I just gave you a Black Mirror episode right there, right? It's like you want to experience things for the first time again. So you go to like a clinic or whatever. It seems kind of typical, you know, like, and then things go wrong because they erase way too much of your memory. So you have no, you know, sense of self or whatever. You just don't really know what you're doing there. But like, they've kind of explored that concept before too, you know, so I don't know how they would really put it in, you know, into like another episode. I haven't really watched any Black Mirror episodes recently. I heard that the last season was just not as great. I did watch one of the episodes. I might have mentioned it before. It was called the Striking Vipers. I think it was called Striking Vipers, right? It was like a video game of like two dudes and they have sex in it. Not to spoil anything, but it's kind of like, kind of leads into it, right? So I don't know. It was much more humorous than anything. Like, it was just sort of like, it was much more like a critique, I guess, of like masculinity, sexuality, that kind of thing, like putting things into different contexts, you know, like it's not like, like, it's not just sort of a, what is it, black or white situation where it's like, you know, you're attracted to a single sex, right? It's like much more like I like you, I want to have, it's like I want to have sex with you, but just not from dude to dude. Like, I'd rather much do it in like a virtual reality world where you're the chick and I'm the guy, right? Like, it's a weird kind of, it was a weird episode, but I still enjoyed it for the most part. I just heard the other episodes aren't as good, like the one with Miley Cyrus or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out in the future. Maybe I'll see what other content I've been missing out on. And that's probably going to do it for the episode today. This has been Save the Semantics, signing off.